Hello, welcome to Wildcast, Writing on the Walls podcast. I'm Alice, and today we're going to do a roundup of everyone's thoughts about the festival. You're going to hear some of the staff. Unfortunately, not all the staff could be here today to get interviewed, but I hope you'll enjoy this episode and just sit back, relax, and listen.
Hi, my name's Sheetal. I work for Writing on the Wall, and I'm the school's coordinator.
Hi, my name's Katrina and I'm a project worker and designer at Writing on the Wall.
Hi, I'm Kieran Hodges, I'm a project manager.
Hi, my name's Steph, I work as a project assistant.
I'm Lauren and I'm the project worker at Writing on the Wall.
What kind of events did you like then?
1919 stuff.
So it was like the conference?
And the launch.
And
the exhibition.
Launch.
Yeah.
Out of the ones I attended, I really enjoyed Scarlett Thomas in the Central Library with all the children, and I also really enjoyed Kerry Hudson, which I believe would be great for like young people as well, and the Children's Festival next year.
I think my favourite event this year has to be Queer Are We Now with Peter Tatchell. I think it was really well timed, it was really important, and I just think a lot of the things he talked about is still resonating in my head, and just to see like the queer community in Liverpool come out in their dozens, the place was packed for that.
My favourite Wildfest event would have to be Kerry Hudson. I got to read the book before the event. It spoke to me on lots of levels. I think it's a really important book that a lot of people have been waiting for, and the audience really appreciated it, you could just tell.
And you also performed as well.
Yeah, I did. I performed a short poem that I was really nervous about.
My most probably favourite is the Peter Tatchell event. Just for the fact that it's timely, like coming up to the 50 years of Stonewall, and that he is such LGBTQ plus like icon, and the fact that I got to meet him and what he said as well.
What did you think of our theme?
I think it was a bit more broader this year. It was a bit more of a scope that we could pull off of instead of one sort of thing that we had to try and think abstract about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that kind of worked in our favour? Like,
yeah.
The bigger the scope, the more events we could have put
on. And the better we could pick out the best for it, yeah.
I think having a question was really interesting, and I've said this quite a lot throughout the festival, that we're putting a question as a statement. A festival theme should be a statement, necessarily. And I think we answered that statement with our programme, our events were our answer to that question. And I think we allowed a lot of opportunity for our communities and audiences to respond there with their own answers to that.
I think it's kind of a question that we sort of ask ourselves every day, in a variety of contexts. A lot has changed sort of politically very quickly over a short period of time, and I think the festival lets people address those changes and sort of conceptualise them in creative ways.
Just the point in time that we're in, do you know what I mean? I think it covers a wide spectrum of the issue of where are we now, whether it be political with Brexit, whether it be social with the LGBT, Monroe Bergdorf, and 1919 as well, especially the history of that. I think this one hit different points, different nerve points for people, and to open a wider conversation for people, or even to come into an event that they don't know anything about and to learn from that event.
It did definitely resonate with all the different themed events that we had on, and the people who follow those special guests. It definitely resonated with them, because obviously those events were well attended. And I think it did represent definitely quite well where we are now. But obviously, you know, times are constantly changing, the world's constantly changing, people, their lifestyles, the way they think is constantly changing. And I think there are a few little avenues that we can tap into next year.
Or would you like to see more children's events in the festival? More like a strand?
Yeah, I think we need to connect more with the young people of this area especially.
How do you think WowFest compares to other festivals?
I think it's a lot more proactive and inclusive than a lot of festivals out there. It cares a great deal about its audiences and making its audiences feel welcome, and sort of gives them an opportunity to engage themselves. It's never really like, here's an event, you watch it, and then you go home, you get to talk afterwards, you get to respond to what you've just seen.
I think it's just the people we target more so. So being able to actually target people who can't afford to go and see Ben Ockery for £30 or £40, it's completely different when we do it here, and it's accessible. We make it accessible.
Don't know if you can compare it. I think it's a completely different beast. Not only is it like the biggest single organisation festival that I know of. So you've got like the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, yeah, but that's like millions of different people from different organisations. Mm. This is one organisation leading a month-long programme. I don't know anyone else that does something like that.
I think if you look at any other, I know, literally festival, I think we've got a lot of broader demographic, a broader diversity in guests and audience as well. And I think I think this year's highlighted that even more, I'd say.
What would you like to see more of this in this year's festival?
More of everything, really. It's funny, like, when we're in the festival mode, nothing else in the world exists bar the festival. And I still have people say, oh, I didn't know about this, which can be quite frustrating. Mm. But I think we have to remember we're not a massive festival in terms of we're not like Africa OEA or Sound City or Glastonbury. We're not one of these big organisations that have a very public status. So I just want more people to get on board with what WOW are doing.
But we could just have everybody from like the comics and illustration background. There's so many artists out there, especially female, so we could do things like CPD for teachers, creating comics with young people, team up with the sort of students around Liverpool and the up and coming artists, with professionals and volunteers from WOW and project participants, and make some huge thing out of that. So that's just one tiny little aspect, but there's also things like doing, you know, children's activities, for example, and then really relating it back to superheroes to amplify superheroes beyond just the schools that we're working mm-hmm. with. For example, we could do a day where you're designing your own superhero cape, you know. It could be that there's a massive drama or theatre production on superheroes. If we're looking at, say, 5 years down the line, we've got, let's say, an annual children's festival, and the superheroes could become a sort of model that the Arts Council promote all schools to take on to enable their literacy, you know, to become higher in terms of standards and kids being able to access better literacy learning.
Thank you so much for listening to this month's episode. You heard a little bit about our project, Superheroes, Words Are Our Power. You can go on our website to hear more information about any of our projects.